Episode 791, Life's Golden Ticket.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you are smiling so big today that you are getting you on today. Yes, figuring out what you want out of life. We're chatting about life's golden ticket. I bet you want to know what that golden ticket looks like, don't you? Well, I will get to that here in just a moment. But first off, we have to give a huge warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome to Create Your Now. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know what? With life's golden ticket, you definitely can impact. But there becomes a problem. You know, I'm getting older, and so are you. Every single day, every single minute that passes by, we age. It doesn't matter where we are in our life right now. We are aging. We're getting older. I know it's a big shocker, isn't it? But take a deep breath. It's okay. But with sometimes getting older, we tend to forget things. Maybe we forget where we put our keys. Maybe we forget where we put our purse. Just recently, I was looking for my son's tennis shoes, and he was about ready to leave for the bus, and we could not find them. Every single place that he normally places his tennis shoes, and he's getting bigger, so it's not like they're little things. They don't just hide everywhere now. We could not find them. Well, we finally did, and to this day, I can't even remember where we found them. It's easy when we get older and we become forgetful. How quickly we forget where we place those keys. How quickly we forget maybe who we are even. How quickly we forget the things that are still on our to-do list. Or maybe they haunt us for months and years following. Don't you have one of those lists that keep growing and it just keeps going and going and going? It's like the Energizer Bunny and it just won't let go. But life's golden ticket is something more precious than gold or silver. Do you know what it is? Life's golden ticket is you. Yes, you. Do you realize the added spice you bring to everyone's day, to everyone's life? The smile God cracks when you do something funny? Yes, God has got a sense of humor. I bet you never saw yourself in all this beauty. You are priceless, a gem above all other gems. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So what are you doing today to love you? That's a really big question. Are you doing anything today for you? Or are you focusing on everybody else's stuff, their to-do list, everybody else's expectations? Just yesterday, I was talking in confessions, and confessions are good for the soul, right? I mean, it's just kind of, you can let it all out. Some things are good to let all out, and other things maybe you should hold on to just a little bit longer. But on this confession, we were talking about just settle down. And it was about that one thing that you would want to do. And it didn't have anything to do with your general responsibilities. It was, what was that one thing? If you only could choose one task to complete in your day, what would it be? And for me, I told you it was really, really surprising. It was my me time. And I was like, there's no way. How can this be? And I began to kind of like filter it through my own thinking process going, why would I choose this? No, that's not normally me. And oh, wait, but that could be bad. That could be selfish. That could be, I was going through all of it. Do you have those moments when you kind of overthink things? Well, when I started thinking about my me time, I realized that my me time, which for me personally is like my devotions, my workout, my God time, my quiet time, my worship time, my yoga time and meditation, it's all about me. And during this me time, it's amazing what it brings out in me because it gives me gratitude, forgiveness, grace, unconditional love, happiness, joy. This time for me is precious. It stirs my heart. And believe it or not, I actually gave up my me time over a period of time recently. I had a couple of injuries and my business was demanding more of my attention. My clients and my family needed me more. And what I found was that I was putting what I needed to do first and foremost off. I was putting it on the back burner again. And I knew what kind of slippery slope this would lead me down. And I caught myself. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't do that. Because if you continue down the path that you're on right now, you know what's at the other end. You know the outcome, the probability of what might happen. Yeah, I could, you know, be a little more angry again because I wasn't taking care of me. I wasn't letting go of all the stress because you know what? That's what workout is great for, relieving the stress. It also helps with sleep. It also helps you to clear your mind so you have clarity. There's a lot of goodness wrapped up in the me time. But what I was very easily tempted to do and did was to let that go. I wasn't getting up like I normally did. I would put it off and I was like, gosh, if I've got to get this, 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 and this, and this, and this done on my to-do list, this is not happening. And that this was not working for me. Life's golden ticket. That's you. That's me. And there's no one here on this earth that can take care of you except you. And I'm talking about your health and well-being. You are only in control of you. Your husband doesn't have 100% control over you. He may have influence, but he doesn't have control. There is a difference, but that's for another episode. So I wanted to come to you almost in a plea to say, what are you doing for life's golden ticket? How much are you willing to sacrifice for life's golden ticket? Would you be willing to give up everything? Because sometimes we need to be willing to give up in order to receive. But giving up also means what? Well, that can lead us down some negativity roads too. What we have to make sure that we protect is us, as in you, life's golden ticket. Figuring out what works for your schedule. So here is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Make time for your worth. You are worthy, my friend. You are worthy of so much more than what you give yourself. And I'm not saying you need jewels. I'm not saying you need a brand new car. I'm not saying you need a brand new house. All of that would be nice. It would be great to have a new outfit every single week. Or wait, better yet, every single day. Wouldn't that be awesome? Never wear the same outfit twice? Total side note here, Simon Cowell, I caught an interview of him, oh, it was years ago, and he was really big on wearing these one t-shirts. I think they were white, or maybe they were black. No, I think they were white t-shirts. And in the interview, he says, I wear the t-shirt once and it goes away. I never wear that t-shirt again. I'm like, really? Now, my guess is he probably donates those t-shirts somewhere for people who really need them, because I do believe he is a giver. And he has a servant's heart. But it just kind of shocked me. I mean, yeah, that'd be really cool to have a brand new outfit. Or every single time you went to work out, you had a brand new tennis shoes, everything. The whole ball of wax, right? But the thing is if you are not taking care of life's golden ticket, none of that is worth squat. It's not. Yet it's real easy for us to get wrapped up in it all. And we put what really is deemed most important last. And that's you. That's you, my friend. You are most valuable. Life's golden ticket. So what are you going to do about it? Yeah, because I'm asking you. Make time for your worth. That's your kiss. What you're going to do? Seriously, think about it. What have you done today for you? So let me give you three steps. Three ways you can break down your time for your worth, okay? Number one, you have to carve out a specified time in your day and you have to repeat it. Now, you may have, like I do, I have different schedules on different days. Now, sometimes they just change once in a while, not a big deal. But most of the time within a season of my life, there is some, you know, pattern in there. So I figure out the pattern that works best for me. So for you, maybe it's during nap time. Maybe it's early morning before the sun rises. Maybe it's after the children go to bed, but carve out a specified time in your day. That doesn't mean that you're looking at somebody else's schedule and, oh my gosh, my girlfriend can get up at this hour, but man, I am so exhausted, there's no way. Don't compare. That's not part of your make time for your worth, is it? No, I just said carve out a specified time for your day. For you. So what works best in your schedule? For me personally, it's early in the morning or right after the kids go to school. Otherwise, if I don't get my me time, then nothing's happening with me. Everything else is for everybody else. And not that that's a bad thing, but what happens? Oh yeah, slippery slope. You know, I've been there. I've done that multiple times. Don't go there. It's the danger zone, okay? Number two. Make this a daily commitment to you. This is non-negotiable. You have to make it happen. Now, there is an exception to the rule. Sometimes you go on vacation and you don't want to get up early in the morning. Okay, that's all right. That's just a brief little, you know, moment, okay? Call it, put a heart around it. And that's okay. But immediately when you come back to normal life, then guess what? Get back on your routine. It's important. Why? Because it's your time. It's your worthiness. You've got to make time for your worth. And understand, too, that when you're making this daily commitment to yourself, you may have to switch it up with your seasons. You may have to have a weekday schedule and a weekend schedule. Or maybe one day is shorter than the other, you know, and you may have to work around your children's school schedule or your husband's schedule. Take all of this into consideration, but ultimately, number two, make this a daily commitment to you. Number three, fill this time that enhances your goodness. Oh yeah, you are filled with goodness. It's life's golden ticket, right? It's you. You are worthy. So what can you do? What is this time? Well, let me give you some examples because I'm sure you already know what it is because five things have already jumped in your head that what you could be doing, okay? Let me give you a few. Exercise or fitness. No, but you got to have a little intentional movement. Okay. Devotions, walking, writing, even painting, being creative. Maybe you're a seamstress and you just love to sew. Then sew during that time. That'd be awesome. Okay. Maybe you can sew and pray at the same time. Just don't close your eyes because you may get that needle in your finger and that will hurt more than the prayer will. So be careful on that. I mean, I know for me, when I'm doing my balancing, God knows I don't have to close my eyes to say a prayer and talk to him. He knows sometimes my eyes need to stay open so I don't fall over and I can keep my balance. So keep that all in mind. But one thing that you, or I should say not one thing, some things that you don't want to fill this time with is housework. Yeah, it's not an excuse to go clean the house. No, it is not. Last minute projects. Yeah, it's not time to do those 2 dozen cookies that your child just told you about. You stay up late to do those. You still get up early and take care of you because you are worthy. You have goodness. So no to the last minute projects. It's also not time to do things that you didn't get done the day before. Don't let your to-do list run into your me time. That's totally different. You got to keep it separate. You have to make time for your worth. Now you may be saying, you do not know my schedule. You have not seen my life. You know what? That's okay. That me time may be 5 minutes, but that 5 minutes of me time is a precious time. And it's going to mean so much more to you than just 5 minutes. Don't put a number on it. It doesn't matter how much time. It may be, okay, here we go. Listen to this one. It may be that when you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom, that's your only me time. It used to be mine. I would get up and hopefully would wake up before the child, before my baby would wake up saying, Mom, it's time to nurse. Okay, they're not saying that. I just know by the cry, right? And so I would go to the bathroom real quick and that was my only time because once when the first one was up, oh, it was downhill after that. One right after another would come, and then our day began. And so, yeah, maybe it's TMI. I know, too much information to share with you. But you don't have to have this perfect me time laid out like you go to a certain spot. Maybe eventually in your life you'll have that. But it may be in the bathroom, literally. It may be in the shower. It may be going while you're standing there at your coffee pot going, I cannot wait for my first cup of hot Joe. Whatever works for you, because this is not about comparison. This is about taking care of you and your worth. You are life's golden ticket. So it's time to take care of you. Okay? Don't forget it. You're precious. God knows every hair on your head. And I tell you this because you know what? He's looking at mine going, Christiane, you know you got whites coming in and you're coloring them now. Talk about being creative. I'm like, yeah, because I don't want to look old at this young age. I may be wise, but I don't need to look wise. I want to be wise, but I want to look young. I mean, come on, right? That's why you gave someone the magic to figure out a formulation to put color in my hair as it gets white. I know he's got a sense of humor, but he knows every hair on your head, the ones that you color, the ones that you highlight, the ones that are real, and the ones that, well, you know what? We get them woven in. And that should bring a smile to your face. Because to God, you're his golden ticket. He sees you more precious than gold and silver. But to us, gold, yeah. For our money, yeah, it's pretty precious, isn't it? So maybe you're wondering, gosh, I've tried it, but I've fallen down multiple times. I've stumbled. I just can't get this. Click on the link, take aim. I'm happy to help you schedule your me time to figure out what works, to break things down. Sometimes you're right. You can't see the trees through the forest. You don't understand because all you see is like, I don't know, there's just a lot of green and I don't know what to do about it. I'm waiting for that green, by the way, because I want spring to be here so fast. So you want to look at your schedule. I'm happy to do so with you. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. We'll set up a time where you and I can chat. It's free. There's no obligation here. You're not saying, you're not signing up for anything except for to come and have some coaching time with me. It's my gift to you, but you have to make the first move. Are you worthy? Oh, yes, you are. Your life's golden ticket. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.